go. The whole Russian hoax, the entire narrative that somehow Donald Trump was connected to Russia, to Moscow, it began in mid-2020. And then it was propagated and distributed, not just by the Democrat Party and the Hillary Clinton campaign, but by their cohorts in the media. And now it's quite clear not only was it false, but it was created, fabricated, cultivated, if you will. My next guest, John Solomon, award-winning investigative journalist and the man who is behind JustTheNews.com, has put together this comprehensive timeline as more information continues to tumble out. John, good to have you back on the program.
It's great to be with you.
So you've put together this timeline that begins, well, at least in the summer of 2020, and you would wonder if it didn't predate that in some way, but this comes from John Durham's investigation. John Durham has been criticized by some conservatives for moving too slowly, but it's starting to look like he moved slowly because a lot of things were being hidden and concealed, and it's coming out, isn't it?
It really is, and for the first time this week, John Durham, the special prosecutor, used the C word, the big C word, conspiracy. Before this, he's been charging very individual crimes, lying here and there. But as the trial of the former Clinton campaign lawyer, Michael Sussman, approaches, he just put in a new court filing, and he said, listen, I'm going to show at trial that when Michael Sussman lied to the FBI, brought the dirt in on Donald Trump and claimed he wasn't working for another entity, that this was part of a much larger conspiracy. And he lays out a series of events that he believes are part of the conspiracy. And that one of those events is Hillary Clinton herself, when she goes and tweets out one of the fake Russia collusion stories that Donald Trump had a secret computer channel with the Kremlin where he was secretly communicating. That was long ago dismissed. But Hillary Clinton tweets it out. Then, who also was mentioned in this latest court filing, Jake Sullivan, now the vice president, or now President Biden's security advisor, then Hillary Clinton's advisor, he puts out a whole statement trying to say the FBI should be investigating this. So he goes and he starts to lay out a series of events that are all designed, one, to deceive the FBI and the American people, and two, to spread the story wide and far. And three, perhaps the most troubling of all of it, to get the FBI to become involved in something that ultimately turned out to be completely bogus.
But they did get involved.
The timeline that he lays out.
Yeah, they did get involved.
They got involved in a big way.
Yeah, it begins July of 16. And walk us through some of the salient points, the key high points that you think are so important beginning in July of 2016.
Well, I don't believe in coincidences, particularly when it comes to Washington. So let's consider that the origin point of the Russia collusion investigation, meaning when does Hillary Clinton's campaign have their first contact with the FBI? It occurs on July 5th, 2016. If that date sounds familiar to people, that's the same day that James Comey gets up on stage and illegally, improperly, tells the country he's exonerating Hillary Clinton on his own for the email scandal, saying, I don't want to let the Justice Department decide this, so I'm going to call it. As we know, that was later concluded to be unlawful and illegal. That same day, Christopher Steele, the dossier writer, walks into the FBI in London and says, ta-da, I've got a dossier of Russia dirt, and I think you should investigate Donald Trump. That's the origin point, and we now know. We now know that that wasn't an accident. Why do we know that? Because at some point a few weeks later, the United States intelligence community intercepts a call between a Hillary Clinton advisor and somebody overseas, where the Hillary Clinton advisor is captured saying Hillary Clinton has approved a plan to hang a fake Russian shingle, a false Russian story, on Donald Trump to distract from her email scandal. So the timing and the intercept match up very nicely. And then for the next 6 months, time after time, you see somebody in the Clinton world trying to put pressure on the FBI, trying to put pressure on the CIA, trying to put pressure on the State Department, what we call flooding the zone with all these allegations, until the FBI says, you know what, we're going to investigate this. There's too much coming in.
Sure.
It must be true. And they jump on it, and Hillary Clinton ends up carrying out the greatest political dirty trick in history, getting the FBI to investigate her rival.
But here's the part that concerns me more, John. Even more than that.
Yep.
After she lost the election, they didn't stop. They continued to propagate this false information, this thing that they knew that they had created, whether it's Jake Sullivan, James Comey, Hillary Clinton. Where was Barack Obama in all of this? That's an important question. But they continued to propagate this information that was knowingly false to undermine the president and the presidency of the United States of America. And to me, whether it's defined by the Constitution exactly as that, it seems to me that is treasonous activity. That is criminal activity. That's not just a conspiracy against a campaign and a candidate. It's against the highest levels of the United States government. Or am I wrong?
Oh, no, listen, and just think now. It's been so long that we forget how hysterical the media was in the early months of the Trump campaign. Donald Trump's first two and a half years of his presidency were completely handicapped. And I'll just give you one event, which is really pretty remarkable. The FBI apparently wasn't doing enough to take serious what Hillary Clinton wanted investigated, this idea, which now is long impugned and completely debunked by the FBI, that Donald Trump had a secret Kremlin computer system. He could talk to Vladimir Putin by computer through the Alpha Bank. The FBI rules this out like on multiple occasions. In fact, I remember talking to him in October 16 and getting a hard wave off. John, we looked at it. It's not true. In February, they flipped teams, and Michael Sussman, the now indicted campaign lawyer, he walks the allegations into the CIA just to see if he can get another agency to keep this ruse going. What's amazing about that is that the CIA's job is not to investigate Americans. They're supposed to stay out of Americans. They're the foreign intelligence agency. But for some reason, Hillary Clinton's proteges felt it essential to get any agency they could to just keep dirtying up Donald Trump. And, you know, in my story, I interviewed Devin Nunes, the House Intelligence Committee chairman who unraveled this whole story. And he said, you know, the greatest crime in this, beyond all the lying and the falsehoods and the misuse of the FISA, all that, is that Donald Trump had an opportunity to address things like Russia and Ukraine, maybe change the course of history. But he was handicapped by this fake scandal for two and a half years. And he said, this is Devin Nunes speaking, I wonder if we would have had a Russia-Ukraine war if Donald Trump hadn't been handicapped and could have dealt with Russia and Ukraine on fair terms on his, with his own power without the scandal that tied him up for, you know, 2.5, 3 years. A really provocative question to consider.
That is really remarkable, John, to consider that. To consider the fact they continue to go after the sitting president of the United States. Do you have a minute longer?
Oh, of course.
If you have a minute longer, we're going up against a break here, and I want to dig a little bit deeper because you're reporting on this, you know, that it's been dismissed by the mainstream media, and you're a conspiracy theorist and everything else, and, you know, John Solomon sits home to make tinfoil hats in his spare time, except that he's right again. John Solomon from Just the News. We're going to take a quick break here on the Steve Guber Show. We're going to continue digging into the Durham case because I want to know his thoughts on where this is leading. Does it lead to James Comey, Jake Sullivan, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama? Big questions still ahead on the Steve Guber Show. Don't go anywhere.
Wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan Water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected, by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.